talk about it, but now she regrets it.
Yeah, transparency.
Yeah. Do you ever regret sharing anything with people?
Yeah, I do. I you know, back in the day, I shared the fact that I had some cosmetic surgery done. Nothing major, a little bit of a nose tweak and an eye tweak, you know, because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I thought, well, that's transparency. Well, I got such backlash from that. You know, it was like, why do you do that? Yeah, why do you do that? You know, you're not real. What, you know, and then I remember talking to, you know, my friend who's a family therapist, who's my therapist. I said to Joe, Rich, what, he goes, people project onto themselves onto you. And it's about how you feel. And it is about how you feel. It makes me feel better. I'm not trying to look like a glamorous chick. I just want to look awake and refreshed. And I thought this transparency will maybe draw my viewers or my listeners closer to say, okay, it's okay to do it. But some people, boy, I tell you, they were not happy. And I'm 66 and I don't care what you think. Really? I really don't care.
That's good.
I don't care. Like, and so Billy, being very young, and very transparent, going, you know what? I just want you to know, I'm sorry I put that out there. I was trying to be helpful is what she's saying, but I'm never going to talk about dating or who I'm dating or what I'm doing, except give, you know,
yeah,
just the music part. I
feel bad for her because, you know, she wanted to share. I mean, sometimes you just want to say what's going on so you don't have to explain it to people or at every interview be asked questions.
Right.
Because there were always questions about her sexuality. And, I'm glad she shared it. I feel bad that she regrets sharing it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she's saying she regrets it because she's hearing from a lot of people now and they're giving her, you know, hell for whatever.
Or whatever they're doing. We don't even know. But the thing is, it makes her feel uncomfortable and she regrets it. Back in the day when I did it, there was no social media. I got letters. I got phone calls. I got phone messages.
So you said it on the air, right? You shared it on the radio?
Roger, and I also mentioned it on City Line.
Yeah.
And then I went, okay. I was just saying, well, I've had it done. Da, 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 and I kept continuing on. I was like, what? I thought, why? Why are you concerned about that? With her, it was just being connecting with her audience. And yeah, it's true. And, you know, but she's not saying who she's dating, but, you know, it's what you're trying to do is trying to speak to people saying, like, I know I'm doing this job because she is Billie Eilish and she's phenomenal. And I'm just trying to be, connect with my audience. And I'm sure a lot of the audience members really loved it, but there's always those people that are so negative. And you got to tune them out. But for her to make a statement saying, I'm not doing that anymore, that's good because she's saying it out loud so Billie Eilish can hear it, so Billie Eilish can listen to herself.
And I'm sure she got a lot more support from people.
I think so, too.
But sometimes you could get 1,000 people supporting it. If it's one or two people that are saying something negative, that sticks with you more than the 1,000 that are supporting you.
It is hurtful.
It is.
You know, it's at that women's summit, the Honest Talk in Ottawa, and Anne-Marie Medawake asked me, can I talk to you about that? And I go, yeah. And I said, you know, about the cosmetic surgery thing. And I said, now, every once in a while, they'll go, oh, you did it again. I haven't done it for a long time. Probably could use a little tweaky tweak. But anyway, I said, guys, there's filters on phones now. I love Vivid on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to make myself look as nice as I can. I mean, you know.
Is that
That's okay.
An app?
Vivid is like when you go through your photographs, they can do sepia tone, they can do it.
Yeah.
I said, Vivid's my favorite, and there are filters. Who doesn't use a filter? Well, a lot of people don't, but I do.
Guys don't.
I know.
Because we don't even know what they are. Yeah, like, we don't even know where to find them.
Yeah, I tell you, I have so many good friends, Azalea being one of them, who's so good at it. And you want to make yourself look a little bit nicer. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I ever shared. You know, back when I first was on the radio a bunch of years ago in Boston.
Yeah.
I remember one time I shared that my father is a priest.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many phone calls from people saying, wait, your father's a priest and you go out to these bars and clubs and DJ and you're dating, you know, it's like, yeah, just
he's
because my
priest.
Father's a priest doesn't mean I can't,
I know.
Like, you know. Exactly. Yeah. He's the priest.
Right.
Not me. Although I almost became a priest.
Really?
Did I tell you that story?
No.
Yeah. Till I was 15, I wanted to be a priest like my dad. And then when I was 15, I discovered two things, music and girls. And then I'm like,
the dream is
I don't think I want to be a priest anymore. 819.
Be who you are.
Decreasing.
You are.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Decreasing clouds today, high of 16. Tomorrow is going to be beautiful, mainly sunny, high of 22. It is 5 degrees right now. Feels like 2 degrees. Let's check traffic.
Couple of ongoing jam ups at East 407 past Keel. Only the left lane gets by because of a rollover and a spill. It's jammed from Jane. South 404, as you make your way out of Newmarket, heading just past Mulock, left lane was out for a multi-vehicle collision. Eastbound Lakeshore block near Carla, that too, for a collision. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Lisa Morales on Chum 104.5.
Have you ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of